Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. The script is by Megan the Subby, and the performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Oh, God. Sorry if I surprised you. I know we aren't scheduled to meet until 4 today, and it's 9:17, so I'm like 7 hours early. But you did say students could stop by and talk to you anytime we have a problem related to your class, and I have a problem. And while it's not technically related to your class, it is an issue brought on by one of your assignments, so I'm pretty sure it fits within the parameters. Don't worry, I'll explain. Can I sit down? Thank you. Sorry if I'm not my usual self right now. I haven't slept at all. It's not like I maintain the best sleep habits in general, so missing a full night of sleep really hits me, you know? I didn't mean to stay up. I was trying to start working on my outline for your essay. Okay, hold on. I've got it right here. Just a second. Okay. Find a piece of performance art that moves you in some way, and write a 5-page essay explaining how the artist uses non-traditional mediums to evoke an emotional response. I still can't believe you assigned that. This isn't art class, Professor. It's not even the same wing as the arts classes. I didn't think I would have to know anything about the arts to do well in this class. And I know this assignment was meant to, like, challenge us and force us to think outside the box or whatever, but I'll be honest with you, like, this one was a curveball for me. And I don't do well with academic curveballs, especially when they're thrown by professors I've been working so hard to impress all semester. But anyway, I know absolutely nothing about performance art, which means I know less than nothing about quote-unquote moving performance art. So I started where I always do, with research, okay? I Googled most impactful performance artists, and I started sorting through the results, and most of what I found was bad. Like, really bad, sir. It was reductive and self-indulgent and ostentatious for the sake of being ostentatious, and frankly, a waste of arts endowment money that could be going to far more productive causes. But then I found it. Something different. Something that moved me. There's this artist, Marina Abramovic. She does these amazing performance art pieces. The one I found was Abramovic standing in a room with a crowd of people around her and cutting herself open to confront her lifelong fear of blood. Yeah, it's not pretty, but I also think it's kind of beautiful and exciting and chilling and heartbreaking in a weird way. Like, and I had such a strong reaction to the mere idea of this performance when I read about it that I knew I had to write about this. Which is good. I have a topic. That's progress, right? But then, naturally, I couldn't figure out why the idea of this performance made such an impact on me. So I had to go back to Google, and I started interviews with Abramovic about this experience and reviews from people who attended and art world dissections from critics, and then I came across a quote that hit me in a weird way. Here, I've got it in my notes. Hold on, just a second. Where is it? There, I got it. Okay. I hate it, Abramovic says with pain. Even if I'm cutting garlic and by accident cut my finger, I really don't like it. I don't like anything painful. I love life. I'm not interested in dying. I'm staging these difficult situations in front of the public, using the energy of the public in order to figure out and get free from these fears. I forgot that I highlighted get free from these fears. So I read that, and my first thought was that I get it. And then my brain started going a million miles a minute, because what does that mean? I'm not a masochist, and I don't get it. I don't know what she's talking about at all. Do I? I don't think I do, but I don't know. Maybe I do, and I could feel myself wanting to open another tab and type in masochism and start researching and figuring out if that's something I really do understand, but I stopped myself. Because I think too much. I always have. And when I remember the times in my life that I've had pleasant pain inflicted upon me, what I liked about that pain is how it stopped me from thinking so much. And so I just sat there all night and thought about how cathartic it must have felt for Abramovic to stand in that room with all those people and run that blade across her skin. About the fear and anticipation in the moment right before when she took that last breath to steel herself and screwed her eyes shut, and then that moment right after when the pain sets in and blocks everything away. But you're so proud of yourself for surviving that, you don't even feel it. I need to know if that feels the way I think it does. Well, not that exactly. I have no interest in self-harm or in sharing my cathartic experiences with complete and total strangers, but I do need to know what the release of being cut with a blade feels like. So, since your assignment is what pushed me towards needing this information in the first place, and because I was doing just fine without knowing this about myself before yesterday, I think you should be the one to cut me. With a knife. Right? Now. So, that's why I'm here early. No, I sanitized it, and oh, well, I wore a skirt because I'm thinking the best place to cut is on my inner thigh. That way any scars will be easy enough to hide. Seriously, I'll just toss more yoga pants into my outfit rotation for a while. If you're worried about blood getting on your chair, there's a towel in my backpack, and appropriate? No, sir, I can be completely honest and say that I do not think this is appropriate at all. But you're the only person I feel comfortable asking. I've thought about this a lot. I think about everything a lot. I'm pretty sure I am a masochist, and you're the only person I can think of that I trust enough to do this. I think you're the right person to do this to me. I trust you. So, come on. Let's get this over with so you can go back to doing whatever you had planned before I barged in here and dumped all of this on you, and I can finally get some answers and then get some sleep. Because I'm starting to think that sleep deprivation is kicking in a little. I've only been sleeping for maybe 4 or 5 hours a night for the past few days anyway, because I'm so busy. And not sleeping at all last night is really making me feel the cumulative effects of not getting in my full 8 hours. Okay. All right. You're here in front of me, and we're going to do this. But wait. Do we need, like, a safe word thingy, or... Oh, okay, good. If I say no or stop, you'll stop. Cool. Good. I knew I could trust you with this, sir. You're just looking at me. Oh. Oh. I have to spread my legs, don't I? Uh-huh. No, yeah, of course. I knew. I wore a skirt and everything. God, why am I so nervous? This is my idea. Okay. Is that good, sir? Should I close my eyes? I don't know if watching makes it better or worse. I don't even know if I want to make it better or worse. Close my eyes? Will you hold my leg down while you do it? Just so I don't squirm and make you accidentally nick something important down there. Oh. Oh. I like the way your hand feels on my thigh. Yes, sir. I'm ready whenever you are. Oh. Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't so bad. Not quite what I expected, but it's okay. Can I open my eyes now, or... Oh, the other side? Yeah, I guess now that you mention it, I do kind of feel uneven. So, yes? Please do the other thigh as well. Same spot? Great. Cool. Okay, that was, nice. That was really nice. Oh, come on. Sir, you didn't even really break the skin. That was nothing. Are you kidding me? Oh, you're not done? That was a warm-up. Okay. Sensitize my skin for... Oh. Oh, okay. I see what you mean. When you run the flat edge of the blade across my skin now, it feels much more intense than I would have imagined. Another cut? Yes. Harder? Of course. I'll close my eyes and... Oh, God. Okay. Now that's a little closer to what I was expecting. Oh, okay. Will you do the other side? Oh, I like this. I really, really like this. Again? Oh, please. And can you go slowly when you do it this time? I really want to savor the feeling of you pressing a knife into my skin and just letting all that tension run out. Oh. Ow. Ow. Oh. Please do the other side. Ow, that hurts. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. No, nothing's wrong. I just... This is even more inappropriate than I thought it was before. Because I can feel myself getting very, very wet right now. And I'm starting to worry that the spot will show up in my panties. And you'll know exactly how much this is affecting me. Well, that answers that question. I am definitely a masochist. I'm also definitely into having my incredibly sexy professor cut me open. Cool. Good to know. Well, this has been great. I've taken up enough of your time already, so I'll just open my eyes and to clean up, and then I'll be on my way. Oh, wow. I actually kind of like the way that looks. Anyway, thanks for all your... Oh, are you all right, Professor? You look angry? Oh. I'm sorry. Have I done something wrong? I didn't mean to upset you. I just really needed an answer, and I didn't know where else to go, and I'm so sorry if I just did something that you weren't comfortable with, or if I've crossed some kind of line, or if you want, Oh. You're not angry. You're hard. This turned you on, too? I wondered if it would. I had a feeling earlier when I was telling you how much I suffered with the initial essay topic, you seemed almost happy to see me struggling. You're a sadist, huh? Is that why you assign such difficult work to poor, overachieving little girls like me, Professor? Because you love watching us work so hard to impress you. I want to impress you, sir. And if you let me, I'll try my best to take care of you before I go. I mean, it's only fair, right? I kind of forced you into that, and it wouldn't be right to just leave you here like this. And besides, we've already done something totally inappropriate, so why shouldn't we just take advantage of breaking the rules? I was thinking I could, well, suck your cock to show my thanks for teaching me something I needed to know about myself. May I please suck your cock, sir? Yay. Ow! Ouch! Oh, no. No, it's nothing. When I bent my legs to kneel, it kind of stretched the skin across my thighs, and it reopened the cuts a little. Oh, ouch. That hurts. No, don't worry at all. I kind of like the way it feels. I've spent so much time thinking about your cock, but my imagination just couldn't do it justice. You are so hard for me already. Is this because of me? Did you get hard from having a student spread her legs in your office? From holding open her thighs and cutting her? Watching her react to a knife for the very first time? I thought you would. The same way I sensed having my thighs held open as you cut into my skin would make me wet. I could feel it. I don't know how or why, but I just knew. maybe that's why I'm so drawn to you. Because I could tell that you and I, we have this in common. This primal, instinctive need to inflict and receive pain. You need to hurt people, don't you, sir? Yeah? And I need to be hurt. I need you to hurt me. Be rough with me. I can take it. I promise. I want to take it. For you, please. Your pre-cum tastes so good. I just want to lick it off the head and kiss it. May I touch myself, sir? I'm so fucking wet. I just need... Thank you, sir. I'll just move my panties out of the way and... Harder, sir. I need you to be rough with me. I know I'm already gagging, but I don't care. Please fuck my face. I want to feel your cock in my throat. I want it to hurt. I want you to hurt me. Please? I can take it, please. Oh, God, yes. Just like that. Again. Look down at me, sir. Do I look pretty down here? With tears and spit all over my face. And my thighs slick with wetness and blood. I'm such a mess, sir. But I'm your mess. And I feel amazing. Please don't stop. Don't make me a mess. I want to be your mess. Oh my God, I felt your cock twitching me through it. Oh God. I'm gonna come. Please come on my face, sir. Cover me with your cum. Mark me. I want you to mark me in every way. Please, sir. Make me a mess. I want to be a mess for you. Come in my face. Oh, make me filthy. God. Oh, yeah, sir. Come on, babies. Oh. Little mess on the floor in your office for a second. Oh, God, I'm a mess. There's cum all over my face, sir. Do I look pretty? All covered in your sperm, Professor? Thank you so much, sir, for everything. I can't tell you how much your help means to me. I felt like I was going insane before, but now this feels almost right. I feel good. Great, actually. I mean, I'm a little sleepy and kind of hungry, but... Definitely good. Thank you so much for all your help this morning, sir. You've really given me a lot to think about and consider. I am a masochist. And you are a sadist. A very good, very responsible sadist, from what I can see. You're also smart and sexy and sophisticated, and you seem like you know what you're doing. I think you know exactly how to hurt me and how to make me love every second of it. And that is simultaneously the most exciting and most terrifying thought I've ever had. But I don't know what you think about all this, and honestly, I should probably get some rest and eat and clean myself up and recollect myself fully before we talk about it, right? But I would love to discuss all of these things more with you during our appointment this afternoon. So, see you at 4:00?